Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters Spiritual Talk Healing Done Right. Spiritual growth, 12-step indigo meditation, and much, much more.
Much, much more. Hosted by Duchess. Woo-wee. How's everyone doing out there? I mean, it's been a madhouse over here where I'm at. Hopefully, it's going a little bit smoother for folks out there in the listening audience. Happy 4th of July, and happy birthday to my eldest son. How's everyone doing with their 4th of July? Doing what they're calling, what is it, the vax? What is it they call it, vax parties? Because people who have been vaccinated are gathering together to celebrate what they couldn't celebrate last year, 4th of July. I've been vaccinated, but most of the people around me have not. Or they've had COVID and choose not to. So it's up to me whether or not I want to hang out or just stay close to myself and do what I do best. You know, talk to all of you. Well, this is the first Sunday of the month of July. And I decided to change the topics around a little bit. I came across something that I thought would be very, very beneficial to some of you out there, especially in light of the reading that I had with Benita. So I'm going to share with you what Benita, she's one of my psychic buddies, very intuitive, and she's spot on all the time. She channels the librarian, the Council of Librarians. You know, I talk about Kryon and how he channels, talk about Kryon, and he's channeled by Lee Carroll. Well, Benita channels the etheric librarians, and she's a phenomenal psychic friend of mine, and every so often, maybe once a year, I'll contact her and tell her some iffy stuff's going on with me and ask Benita, what should I do about what I'm feeling and seeing? And she gave me some insight into myself, and it prompted me to be able to change the topic around a little bit so that perhaps I might be able to take that insight she shared with me and share with you some insights into yourselves. Benita told me that, well, Benita says that I can see so many outcomes at the same time, and that reason being is that I tend to have come forth in this lifetime to be what she called live my life half and half. So I have my head up in the clouds, and I'm, you know, in the spiritual world that I live in. And then at the same time, my feet are grounded, on the physical plane. And so I live my life and go through life 50-50. How she explained it to me is that a lot of people come in here and, the 50-50 is 50 service, head in the clouds, spiritual, and the other 50% of me is grounded, earthbound, like Harry Potter would say, I'm a muggle, you know, 50% of the time, and that means I'm here to perform certain things for my own personal well-being. The other 50%, I'm here for service to others, and I am not a person who can perform one without the other being involved. So she says, I feel a little bit insane sometimes, and it's really the truth. I really feel like an outcast sometimes. And I'm smiling because I've been that way my whole entire life, ever since I was a child, and I was aware. I was aware of things around me, life around me. So it's nothing new for me to hear her say that this is what I am as a person. Now, some of you may have your life 25% service and other 75% here for your personal growth. Let's talk about my therapist. Her 75% of her personal life is her husband, her family, and anything else that she's going on. And that 25% of her service, that's her counseling other people and helping them get through the trials and challenges of their lives. So Benita, in sharing me with me, was making perfect sense because she was letting me, she was validating the fact that sometimes I do feel like I'm going crazy, I'm going insane, why am I feeling this way, why is it that the, how do you say, the my middle name is Zahira, and it's the supportive one. And so sometimes I'm depressed because who supports the supportive one when the supportive one needs support? But this is the life that I've chosen, you know. The life that you're living, irregardless to whether or not you're happy with it, you have challenges in it, that's the life you've chosen, you know. Sorry to say, before we incarnate, we decide what the hell we're going to go through in this lifetime that we've chosen to come through to, all right? So that's why a lot of times people say, what do you mean I created my own reality? You designed it. And you can change it at any given time by virtue of the choices you make as you put one foot in front of the other. So she explained to me that I was on my life path by exploring all of these situations, this back and forth thing and going nutsy and crazy. She said one example she gave me is that I'm the type of individual, I came here, she said, I'm looking through a glass window and I see a party going on inside and everybody seems to be having fun. And I'm like, was I invited? Is this my party? Yes, you were invited to the party, but, you know, do I want to go into the party? And if I say something to the people in the party, are they going to understand where I'm coming from? Or are they going to think I'm crazy? So I'm going back and forth, back and forth with all of these questions. And by the time I decide, no, let me go into the party. I was invited to the party. Everybody else is leaving the party and walking by me and waving their hands. And I see where they've had a good time. And I say to myself, darn it, I could have gone to that party. I just don't know why I didn't. And while I'm there at the empty, you know, venue of the party, I looked outside and there was a party going on right next to me that I wasn't even aware of. So this is the story of my life. And it's not necessarily the story of anybody else's life, but this is the life that I've chosen, you know. She was saying that I've had past lives where I've only dealt with the challenges and my personal growth, myself, and then there have been lives when it was only service. And the thing of it is, why would I choose this life, this half and half split life? Because, you know, I became at peace with myself. So what happens is I look outside of myself, and I'm here to go through challenges and go through changes. Why? Because I'm here to assist others who are going through those challenges and those changes. And so I've gone through something, and that's why I may be able to give somebody some insight and some information on how they can get through that challenge, because I've already been there, I've already done that. So let me give you a little bit of assistance. She said, I was very grounded, very grounded. I'm very methodical, and I have this 3D life purpose, but it's very spiritual, okay? At the same time, I'm a visionary, and my mind is in the stars and with the angels. Huh. That can make for a very quirky experience. When I have all of those thoughts and all of those things coming to me all at the same time, it can be very disoriented. I can feel, you know, that I can't see what I'm going through. It's not what I'm supposed to be doing, or I feel that I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going. But I also notice that things tend to unfold for me. And I've learned a new thing that helps me process through when I'm going through my own personal stuff and trying to make my own decisions. One of the things popped into my head that I've learned to do is, will doing this make my heart sing? And if I get to feeling all glowy and warm and, you know, and fuzzy inside, then I know that this is something. So I have to rely on my feelings a lot. And a lot of people look at me sometime and they say, well, why are you doing something? And I say, I don't know. I just feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. What do you mean this is what you feel? You know, so logic sometimes does not make sense to me. I have to go on a feeling, okay? And nothing will work for me if I am operating in only one world. I got to be operating in both, okay? Another thing she said to me was that I was a very, very advanced soul, a teacher soul, a pioneer, here to figure out all the trials and tribulations, helpful, nurturing, and kind soul, very passionate, and feels things deeply in this life. I am very similar as what my soul is as an eternal light. I love this part because she says that I must honor myself as I would honor my soul. Think how kind, she is crazy. She said, think how kind you are for you to have come through in this lifetime to go through all these challenges that you decided to come through, to do all these difficulties, just so when more people came through, it wouldn't be so difficult for them, you know? That's nice, amazing. Now, so I said all of that about me, so I can say this to you about you and your experiences. You know, you're experiencing things you agreed to before your incarnation. You agreed to be here now. The first thing that you agreed to before your birth was quite simply to be here now. You agreed to this as a spiritual being who was in the higher realms of spirit, connected to divine intelligence, aware of the vast divine plan and the interconnectedness of all. You agree to pass through a veil of forgetfulness, the veil of illusion, in order to lower your consciousness down to incarnate as a physical being at this very time. In other words, you incarnated with a knowing and understanding that you were entering into a world of duality, entering into a realm of separation. You knew that there would be incredible challenges, incredible hardships and struggles for you to experience in your lifetime. But you chose to incarnate anyway for the opportunity to grow and to remember. Just because you lowered your consciousness down in order to incarnate as a physical being, this does not mean you can't remember. In fact, a huge part of the greater mission and purpose for so many souls here at this very time, a time of great transformation and change, which humanity together is ascending into a higher state of consciousness, it is that this time presents unprecedented opportunities for you to remember that divine intelligence, divine mind, and higher state of consciousness and conscious awareness is within your physical body. So, doing so requires building up the energetic centers of your psychic sense of your psychic sense and your psychic sense organs, the energetic centers of subtle perception. When you build and cultivate those centers as a physical being in this lifetime, that growth and development continues on within your soul. That's why we see certain spiritual masters who come in with an ability to retain more of that direct connection with higher divine intelligence. It's because they've developed that in a previous lifetime. You now have the opportunity to develop, and you likewise take that growth forward with you at the level of your soul. So it's amazing how when Benita gave me my reading last year, July 2020, and she said that I'm operating from my soul space. You know, so when we grow and we ascend, or as we grow, we begin to tap more and more into the energy or the essence or the resonance of that soul space. Two, you agree to specific purpose. You agree to a specific mission and purpose and overarching reason for your life. As a soul, you had a much broader view of the possibilities of your life experience. You were able to see how incarnating into your family dynamics in this tumultuous time would present you with certain key opportunities in order to develop your soul. Yes. You might have also agreed to come at this point in time to work off past karma, overcome past challenges, learn, and develop as a soul. But you also agreed to a certain mission and service that you would bring to humanity, to the collective consciousness, and to the greater all. So there you go with that balance thing. With me, Benita is saying, I did a 50-50 thing. You know, like, that's why sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy. My therapist, she may have done a 25-75 conscious development thing. So this is where you do your development process. But you also agree to a certain mission and service that you would bring to humanity, to the collective consciousness, and to the greater all. You chose to be here because you knew that you could make a difference. You knew that you could be a way shower and bring an energy of positive change and transformation to humanity and to the earth, through your mission and purpose and reason for being here. Prior to your birth, you agreed to that mission, and interestingly, you agreed from a place of expansive presence and direct union with the divine. It is as though you agreed to this mission and purpose from a state of divine intoxication. I like the way they say that. Being completely intoxicated with love, with presence, with light from that place of infinite possibility. You signed up for a lot, for a big mission, for a big purpose, perhaps for big challenges in order to trigger your waking up, in order to ignite a sense of dissatisfaction with the status quo. You are here to pave a new way forward for your benefit and for the benefit of all life. When you begin to remember your soul purpose and why you're really here, you align with the path of your highest divine timeline. This is the path that leads to your most vibrant life, a powerful soul growth, and to levels of joy and fulfillment that are yours to claim. They are your birthright, but you get to consciously choose them. 3, you agreed to co-create your life experience. So that third thing you agreed to prior to incarnating in the physical was to be the co-creator of your life experience. This concept has several layers, okay? Because co-creating, you are co-creating with the infinite as your first layer. First, you're co-creating your life with the universe, with your creator, and with the higher divine intimacy. Yes, you agreed to things happening in your life that were not consciously called forth by your lower consciousness. These difficulties often include the challenges and traumas and struggles of physical reality. When they are happening, you may think, dang, how could the divine allow this to happen to me? I think that a lot of the time. In fact, you agreed to experience that challenge, and I always forget that. On the other hand, and the other side of making it through that challenge, there is a depth and a richness of the soul. So while you don't get to choose from the level of your lower consciousness everything that comes into your life, you always have the choice as to how you are going to respond to it. So based on your responses and reactions, the vibrational field of energy around you changes so that you're able to harmonize energetically with the highest divine possibilities for your life. When you respond with frustration, with negativity, that changes what unfolds in response to that challenge. But when you respond with love, when you respond with love to the challenge, believing that there is simultaneously a greater reason, a blessing, a miracle just waiting to emerge, that changes your trajectory. It's as though you say, you know, nothing happens by chance. If this is happening, then it's meant to happen for whatever person, and I will eventually figure that out. So through that response of love, of awareness, of optimism in the present moment, the path of your highest divine timeline for your soul growth is able to unfold. Yeah. Guidance from your spirit guides and angels. So this is the second level. You get that guidance. The second layer of this co-creating experience is that you agree to be guided. You agree to the team in spirit that will have your back, be your allies, and be your spiritual support. There was an agreement, not just by you, but also from those guides, from your angels who agreed before your birth to support you. You now have this opportunity to open that link, to open up to that channel of guidance, of divine intelligence that is available to guide you. As you progress through this experience, if you would like support in opening those channels of intuitive perception, the soul agreements and connections, which would be the third layer of co-creating your life experience, is that you agree to certain connections. In other words, you agree to certain soul relationships that would come into your life. Life is very much a single-player game. You're born into the world alone, and you die alone. You also continue on into the afterlife journey alone. But while you're here in the physical, so much growth, so much expansion, and unity can be claimed through the relationships you have with others. For many souls, there is the requirement to partner with others. Spirit and the angels want you to know that the people required for you to accomplish your soul purpose will line up in your life because you agreed to have that support, you know? You agreed to those soul connections, and they agreed to support and connect with you in this way as well. You know, soulmates, soul groups, soul families, they all have a way of incarnating with each other in multiple lifetimes and throughout multiple lifetimes to have different opportunities to grow and evolve together as a soul group. So those connections which were planned prior to your birth will unfold, but you have the choice as to how you respond to them. It is your choice as to how you welcome them, because this is a free will universe and you agreed to co-create. You agree to choose your adventure, to choose how life unfolds for you. This choosing does not take place from the level of your conscious mind, but from the level of your vibrational field, which is always changing and morphing, depending on how you think, how you act, and how you feel. One of the ways that you can connect is through meditation. Now, meditation is one of the most powerful ways to bring back yourself into alignment, into sync, and harmony. Meditation is one of the most powerful tools that have been taught to most of us in order to remember the truth of who we are. And so many people have a hard time connecting to meditation. You know, when meditation is one of the ways that you enter the field of pure possibilities, you know, you go into that void and you connect to all that there is. And it's the hardest thing for some people to do. Many people, many. To sit still, close their eyes, and just focus on their breath. So I say it again. Meditation enables you to connect with the different aspects of your soul's purpose and mission and reason for being here, and to remember your power to consciously co-create an incredible life of rich growth, vibrational fulfillment, and incredible experiences. You know? Well, gives you some thought. I've been going through, within 1 week, I went from feeling like I was standing over in a biscuit ready to jump in. I was feeling so, freaked out over some challenges that I was going through. And then once I made a decision, it's funny. Once you make a decision to either do this or that, it just, the weight just lifts up off you. You know? So I still don't know how things are going to turn out, but you know what? I'm turning it over to my higher power and let the chips fall where they may, and I should not have to be stressed out. I mean, when we get certain ages, we just don't tolerate being stressed anymore. So, you know, that's where that is. Now, I shared with you what Benita shared with me about me. Then I shared with you, a sample or thought of the processes that all of us go through as coming through and incarnating on the face of this earth. Now with that, you can decide if you're a 50-50 participant in this life journey like I am, and you're driving yourself crazy all the time because you're trying to balance out the two, trying to balance out, well, they say four because, you know, when you're doing the, you know, the spiritual, what you're doing is the service. And then when you're doing the earthbound 3D, then what you're doing is your personal growth. And if my personal growth is a part of service, and one is married to the other, that's where I lose it sometimes, because I just lose it sometimes because I'm enmeshed. Like if it's for someone else, they're painting the picture of a tree, and as they're painting this picture of a tree, I see the whole tree already. I see the whole forest where this tree is standing, and I can give them advice. But when it's for myself, my own personal growth, what I have a hard time doing, I shared with the group the other day, I have a hard time not future tripping. And that's tripping all over the future. I have to remember that serenity prayer. Constantly, the serenity, accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Because once I lay myself into that peaceful mode and turn it over, I'm able to even think clearer. So as a result, I know what to do for other people. I just need to remember to do that stuff for Duchess. Maybe this will help. Lori Lord had a wonderful, wonderful video on her Facebook page. And I tried my best to copy it for y'all verbatim, so I could share you all of her words. Because one of the things that she says, if you really want to get to know yourself and you really want, well, let's talk about sovereignty first. Sovereignty, by her definition, I remember I went on a cruise, Sovereign of the Sea. Fantastic cruise. Sovereignty means being completely aligned with who you are and honoring every aspect of you without judgment. Don't look in the mirror and say, oh, my nose is crooked. Oh, look at this roll of fat over here. Look at this. Oh, no, no, no. Sovereignty is being completely aligned with who you are and honoring all aspects of yourself without judgment. Sovereignty means speaking truth T-R-U-T-H, speaking truth, following your resonance or your knowingness within you, which is an energy. It's a feeling. Following that over logic. That's why when I say this is the way I feel, this is the way I'm presenting it to you, and I've even had a therapist look at me and say, Yolanda, that doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't have to make sense to you. I'm going to do it this way because it makes darn good sense to me, you know? And one of the things that I firmly believe is do unto others as I would have them do unto me. So there's a lot of things, just about everything, that I am not going to do that somebody else would do because I just feel I wouldn't like it if that was happening to me. I just wouldn't like it. So I have to trust in me more than I trust in anyone else. I have to follow my own guidance over someone else's and speaking up for myself and standing for what I believe in, regardless of how it may impact others. You know, I mean, I've done some things the last couple of months where I just pulled myself out of circulation and involvement in some stuff, and I just hadn't let it go. And I could not, in my own good graces, you know, look at the concern for someone else. If helping you is hurting me, well, then I can't help you right now. And that's the way I begin to look at things. If doing what I'm about to do makes my heart sing, well, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it. But if doing what I'm about to do gets me all, twisted up inside, makes me feel just kind of not connected to myself, well, then I can't do that, no matter how it looks to other people. Okay? So when you are sovereign, you understand that everybody else is sovereign, even if they don't understand that yet. And most humans don't actually realize that they are sovereign. And what does it mean? Being completely aligned with who you are, honoring all aspects of you without judgment and speaking truth. Following your resonance of knowingness within you, which is an energy, it's a feeling. Following that over logic. So, once again, many people don't know that they're sovereign, you know, and that everyone else is sovereign, even if they don't understand that yet. And when you start seeing other people as sovereign, you realize that you have no impact on them. You know, when you are sovereign, you realize you have no impact on their meaning, how they respond, how they react is theirs. It's not about you. So, if I say my truth, and I say my truth in kindness, and I tell you that this is what I've got to do, I got to do it, because as long as I'm hanging in there, going against my knowingness, my intuition, my me, then, and I'm making myself sick, well, then, however you react towards me saying that I'm going to withdraw or I'm going to act upon this a particular way, however you respond is your right to respond your way that you want to respond, you know, and I need to know that it's not about me. It's about how you're reacting to what I'm having to do for me. Most people don't believe they are sovereign, so they blame other people. they project back on you because you're doing your thing. You're being who you are, and it's all with love, and it's all with compassion, and doing for them is hurting you. Well, you got to step back, and they start rebelling against you, okay? Sovereignty dictates presence. You stay in the moment. It's a flow state. And that's most of the time, you know? Because if you can detach yourself from a situation, look outside yourself like you're an observer to what's going on, you know what I'm saying? It's a flow state. And you see so much more peacefully. So, there are times when it's hard to really know what you're going to feel like until that flow completes its process because you are following your resonance. You being sovereign can oftentimes impact someone else, and it may allow them to feel safe enough to be for real and sovereign as well. Because most of us have grown up in a world where we are programmed and conditioned to not feel safe being who we are. And so when you are sovereign, the natural state of sovereignty is to allow everybody else to be who they are. Okay? Now, these are words from the video of Lori Ladd, and they're fascinating. Once again, we've all, most of us, grown up in a world where we are programmed and conditioned to not feel safe being who we are. And so when you are sovereign, the natural state of sovereignty is that you allow everybody else to be who they are. As you continue to practice your sovereignty, speaking your truth with an open heart, having compassion and empathy for everyone, realizing that you are not responsible. No, you're not responsible. You know, how somebody responds and reacts. That you are only responsible for you. You gain that feeling of self-responsibility. That your resonance, your energetic frequency, your intuition, your knowingness is your greatest gift. It's your absolute yes. And nobody can take that from you. Learning sovereignty and practicing it is allowing everybody else in your life to do the same. And we don't realize that that is one of the greatest gifts. That not only are we learning sovereignty for self, to free ourselves, to stand in more abundance and love and joy and peace, but we're allowing others to practice it as well. You know, whether they're aware of it or not, eventually more humans are going to wake up and realize what some of us are going through with that sovereignty thing, and they will start to emanate it as well. And they will kind of, you know, feel safe enough around you. If you're sovereign, they'll feel safe enough around you to be so too. They will start to practice it as well. One of your greatest gifts right now, your biggest role, you know how you're walking around saying, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? Well, let me tell you, this is one of them. The more sovereign you can be, the more you are giving it as a gift around you. Remember this. Remember this in your truth. Remember this in the hold it when you have your trauma. You know, remember this when you feel like you're going crazy. This is your knowingness, even when other people think you are crazy, you know? So, yeah, I have that. Sometimes I sit and I watch my therapist. I had to tell her the other day. I had to tell her. I said, you know, when I say things to you, I can tell. That you're not getting it. I can tell that you think it's kind of off the wall by the expression on your face. I tell her, you know, I've been in recovery for 25 years, and I work with people who have all kinds of quote-unquote crazy stuff going on in their life. Or, you know, I had a woman one time told me that her higher power was this little stuffed frog, green frog. What? If that's her higher power, then, you know, that's her sovereignty. I have to respect that that's what she feels is her go-to. Who am I to judge or challenge that? And so through the years, I have grown to accept people for who they are, you know, even if I don't choose to be like who they are. But when I'm doing what's called the fifth step, where these people have to admit to God, themselves, and another human being the exact nature of their wrongs, and I'm that human being that they're admitting it to, there's no way on the face of this earth am I supposed to make any facial expressions or body languages that I may feel, you know, or make them think, oh, what you just said is causing my skin to crawl. No. You got to do this. And when you can do this with people that you come face to face with and allow them to be sovereign, and what is that definition of that she gave us? The definition of sovereignty? Being completely aligned with who I am, honoring all the aspects of me without judgment, and speaking truth, following my own feelings, my own knowingness, within me, which is an energy, it's a feeling, and it's not logic. So who am I to judge somebody else over there in their own thing? Okay, before I close, I want to say, Lena has put this, not Lena, see, I'm so used to doing Lena. I'm calling Lori Lad Lena. And I'm going to do this for 30 days. So any of you out there that want to challenge yourself, because I don't see this as being an easy endeavor to do. Lori Lair said, sit with yourself every day for 30 days for 10 minutes. Now, 10 minutes is not a long time, but it can be a long time when you're sitting in one spot. And the best way, this is the best way for you to hear from yourself. Sit with yourself for 30 days for 10 minutes. She said you can do it with your eyes open. You can do it with your eyes closed. She said this is not a meditation. This is just so you sit down and say, hello, me. I'm going to sit down with me for 10 minutes and just do it. Just do it. She said, this practice can alter the way you experience your human journey. You become more observant and less reactive. You begin to hear your own inner guidance. You start to really create your own reality instead of allowing others to dictate it for you by you reacting to their actions, so to speak. So, yeah, I'm going to do this because I've had some challenges going on in my space. And like I said, I was very near to the brink of on the edge of this abyss, that I was ready to fall right in. It was like, the hell with it. You know, shit, I'm tired of fighting. I'm just going to go over. And then I got this knife jabbed in my gut. You know, it's like this invisible knife in my gut where it's like just creating a hole in it. And, you know, since I've been in recovery for 25 years, I know that hole. That hole means it wants to be filled with a drink, you know. And there it is. I got this hole inside of my gut because I'm so stressed out that my stress is eating me from the inside out. Yeah, that sounds really dramatic, don't I? But I'm telling you, that's the way I was feeling. And when I feel that way, I mean, I need to reach out, but I don't reach out. I mean, it's hard for me to reach out for people because they want to start giving advice and they want to say, well, you know, have you thought of doing this? Have you thought of doing that? And if most people know me, I've thought of every conceivable thing that I could think of, you know. And so maybe I'm just needing you to bounce my thoughts off of, and maybe, bam, the answer comes to me out of left field or something. But it's hard for me to reach out because, you know, I've always been, you know, seen as the strong one. And so I always feel somebody else's problem is worse than mine. So there's no sense in me trying to over-dramatize my life. But one lady did reach out to me, this woman from the Area Agency on Aging, and the first thing she said was, oh, my God, if she's having a problem, because she's very knowledgeable about so many things, if she's having a problem, what the hell is going on out there that she can't get a breakthrough in, you know? And she came and we brainstormed and stuff like that. And, you know, lo and behold, I was able to chill and I was able to get some semblance to my life. You know, when it comes to other people, they can paint a picture of a tree for me, and as they're painting the picture of the tree, you know, my intuition and my empathy kicks right in, and I'm watching them, it's unfolding in my brain, the picture of this tree, and I see the whole forest, and it's like just glowing, and then I can say, ha-ha, do this, and try this, and this, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But when it comes to my own personal crises, there I am, standing in the middle of the forest. I can't see nothing but stalks, and I see branches, and I see a lot of stuff around me, but they all look alike. Everything's looking the same, and I just start freaking out because I can't find any way out, you know, of that forest. I can't find any way out. And then out of the clear blue, somebody will, I guess, just shove their hand in and say, hey, over here, come this way, you know, and I can get me out. But I'm always good for other people, always. Much better for other people than I am for myself at times. But I do realize that that's the life I've chosen. Like I said, my life is 50-50. You know, I have to work spirituality and self-growth at the same time. Because once I find myself at wit's end, that's where my creator is. So when I get to wit's end, it all begins to unfold for me. So I got to hang tight. I got to hang tight. And I can't let it get the best of me. Because I'm headed for wit's end. That's where my creator is. And then it just unfolds. And then I say to myself, you know what? You put yourself through all of that shit for nothing. But I didn't put myself through all of that shit for nothing. Because if I hadn't gone through all of that, I would not have reached wit's end so that I could turn it over to God. Okay? There you go. So, honey pot. We can say goodnight. I can give you, where's the book? I had it right here in front of me. The thought for the day comes from Notes from the Universe. Want to hear what the universe has to say to you before I say goodnight? Well, the universe says, what if there really was a Santa Claus, an Easter Bunny, or a God who picked and chose among those whose prayers he answered, who got to decide who was ready for what, and who judged those he would either save or damn? I know. Everyone could spend the rest of their life hoping, wishing, and asking instead of doing, being, and having. Tally ho, ho, ho. P.S. Think we'll get any presents this year after that one? So in other words, don't sit around. Just do something, okay? And it's always best to assume that everyone either knows the truth or will know the truth, because either they do or they will. Okie dokie. That's it. I'm going to sign off. It's been a blessing sharing today with you. I love all of you. And I've seen so many people blink in here and then blink off here. It made me think that I didn't have any sound. My audio was off. They came in, area code 805. And then there was another area code. You're just winking and blinking. But then most of you have stayed. Thank you for the blessing. Woo! Okay. Once again, enjoy your 4th of July. I'm glad you're out there doing it. I'm in here doing whatever it is I do. Okay? Night-night. Love you.